What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Lean and Mean Academy. Today's video, a very special one, and I think you're going to love it because today we're talking about how we landed a $125,000 apartment cleaning job. This is a massive job, one of those jobs that all contractors, pressure washers, landscapers too, they all aspire to landing these types of resi, commercial, big type of jobs because they're a lot of income and you can keep your business open. You can usually do these in the later part of the year. And through that slower season, you got a big lick coming. I got my boy Mike Terman on the line today. He's going to be sharing some of the secrets as to how he landed this job, all the little ins and outs of it, how it came about, how he closed it, and how they got to the money. Before we jump into this, if you're looking to start your business off on the right foot, you want to get all the knowledge, how to wash, how to clean, the right pressures, the right chemicals, what substrates, all of the knowledge on the washing process, I urge you to grab the How to Wash course. Mike Vidan, Cody Yarbrough, Justin Rogers, and myself built it. It is the top-selling course in the world for pressure washing. Mike Terman has been a part of this game for a long time. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Going on. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. You've now look, I want to share with the guys before we get started into this massive job that you completed. And I'm going to put some photos up in this video to show the magnitude of this job. And we'll kind of go through it really simply, but you've been with the Core Four. You've been with us since like Wash-a-thon. Yep. 2018. Is that right? Is it 2018?
Yeah, it was 2018.
Dude, you didn't have this business started then, did you? You were just getting started, something like that?
Yeah, just getting started. I knew I was doing stuff the wrong way, and I knew there was easier ways to do it. And I was like, man, I gotta meet these guys, and I gotta get into this. And
you came from
not that big investment.
Yeah, you came from New Jersey to Atlanta, right? It was in Atlanta?
It was in Atlanta. Yeah, I came from that airport. But yeah, it was in Atlanta. We went. It was good. Yeah, just the amount of knowledge. Some of the guys that were there, they're not there anymore. And then you guys just fine-tuned it to what you guys have now. And it's like you're an idiot if you're not doing it, if you're not in this group.
Right now it's turned into WashCon Live and the Core Four run. Yeah. Mike, you came last year, dude. You know, the funny thing is Mike could now he's been in the game so long. He could almost teach the class.
Yeah.
He could.
I mean, just the network. It's networking 101. It's networking 101. Most of the stuff, I mean, cause I listen to you guys all the time and I'm in everything, but yeah, that's, and then the amount of the networks that I built going to that just last year. I mean, three of the guys were up here in New Jersey. So, and I'm great, great, great friends with these guys, and I'm giving them leads because I don't have time to do them.
Dude, they tell you, you know, your network is your net worth, and you are one of the students of the game who has really taken that to the 100th degree. I've never seen somebody implement like that, and you're sitting over $1 million a year in your pressure washing business. And I've had the honor and privilege of watching you from the beginning, dude.
Yeah.
It's been so cool. You know, you're in my DMs talking to me, hitting me up. And
yeah, sorry about that. I'm a little bit.
Oh, no, dude. Hey, when a guy's like implementing and he's making huge moves, I don't mind it. It's when guys are like fluffing around and not, you know, asking dumb questions about downstream injectors that I have an issue with it. But a guy, he's like, you know, Terman's like, yeah, we just landed this $50,000 house cleaning. It's a massive $20 million house.
Yeah.
You know,
that was like a couple days ago.
you sent me photos, dude. I'm just blown away at how you have truly really implemented, but also broken down mental barriers of what is possible. Mm-hmm. I know that's the big crux that a lot of guys have starting their business is they actually don't believe this money is possible. Not necessarily for the industry, but just for them. They say, how could I ever do that?
Why not me? Why not? Why not you? Why not?
That's Mike Terman's question. He always says that to me. Why not me, man? Why not me?
You know? Why? You know, like, oh, you're not supposed to win. Well, why not am I supposed to? You know, why not? Why? How come? Why can't it be me? Oh, well, you know, you're not big enough to do that. So? I'll make myself big enough. You know what I mean? Like, nah. Why not?
It truly is. It's why not me? And look, self-esteem comes at a price, because a lot of people who don't have high self-esteem, by the way, what are you smoking today, Mike?
I'm rolling the Cuban today.
Let's go, Jaime Garcia.
Found a really clear. I mean,
yeah, I gotta level up to your game, bro. You're rolling with the Cuban, dude. I got the
Presto Cuban here too. That one was pretty good.
I got that Honda Accord, that everyday driver right here, baby.
Love it. And people are like, "What are you smoking?" Whatever, man.
Yeah. What do you think? You're some big. Well, damn right.
Big props on that rabbit air.
Oh yeah,
I saw that on a video. I was like, man, I gotta get one of them. Oh, dude, I got one for my follow. It's best, awesome.
Dude, Cody's got one coming for the office at Southeast.
During the shop, I was when I was down there the last time. I was like, damn, I gotta go outside and it's pouring.
Not anymore, dude. Not anymore. So, you know, talking about self-esteem and how you possess it, and a lot of guys mistake that for cockiness, arrogance. It really isn't. It's actually the opposite. Because Mike has truly invested in himself. An arrogant individual will never invest in himself. He thinks he knows it all already. Mike comes back to the event and we'll tell him, dude, like, I know you're networking, but you know all the stuff that we're teaching at this event because you've been in the game. But Mike's like, I don't care. I want to be there. I want to be there. Yep. And so that to me is the antithesis of arrogance or cockiness. It's like to humble yourself and say, hey, look, no, I can always learn. I can always invest. But actually putting your money, like I say, my name's on here, write the check. Like you write the check, you buy into the knowledge. You're going in. You're saying, you know what? If I get one thing out of this, it's a win.
Yes. Yep. Practice makes permanent, not perfect, permanent. I don't know all this stuff. I know my weaknesses. Oh, there goes a nice plane. I know my weaknesses and I know I have to improve on it. So I have to submerge myself in it to get better at it.
And that's what I've learned. I've learned that, man. I have to actually immerse myself. I don't know if I have a learning disability or something.
Same with me. Like if you're like, oh, you got to learn Spanish. Yeah, no, I'm not going to. If I had to, guess what? I got to submerge myself into it to learn it.
Totally. Like in school, I made B's and C's and, you know, really just because I wasn't interested in the subject. But when I start like learning about making money, I had no problem immersing myself in that subject. It's really just what you're interested in. There's
immediate return on that. That's what it is. There's a drive. And if you have the drive, just go get it.
Absolutely. Dude, so let's talk about this big job. First off, what was the job and how did this lead come to you?
I would say 98% of my leads come off of Footbridge, my website. That is the biggest,
damnedest thing
that you need to implement. And these guys, I'm not paying that. Who cares what it costs? Same with all these other signs. But if you don't have that set up and squared away, and keep pushing people back to that site. I mean, these million-dollar houses, that's the first thing they're shopping, looking at, they're ready to buy, and they say, man, that website looks great. This guy knows what he's doing. Whew, boom, there's the contact. And that's how I landed. All these, you know, these property managers, they're under pressure to get this stuff done and out. So they're going the first three clicks. And you know what I mean? Big, you see how it's set up. It's easy for them to fill that out. And then you already know that it's a big job. And those jobs, you have to show up. I mean, you're talking six-figure jobs that you have.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you're not going to quote that remote. Yeah. It's just too
giant.
You're
smiling, you're giving them stuff, and you're looking for clues on what they're into to be the right person to do the job. And you educate them. And terms and conditions and all that stuff fall into play after that.
So you got the job from your website, Footbridge Media.
Yep.
I'll put a link in the description to the $199 deal. Mike has the $199 deal. How long? Well, I already know how much money you saved on this deal. You saved $600 a year with the Lean and Mean deal. If you want a website, go grab it. You have the same one I have, same one Mike has, same one Cody Yarbrough at Southeast Softwash has. We've 4X'd the revenue on his website this past year from the year before. 4X.
The difference between his two websites before and now is remarkable.
And the sales are too. He would agree with you.
I've been around him since he put the darn thing up, man. It's remarkable difference.
Right? It's faster. It doesn't crash anymore.
Yes.
Dang. You know what I mean? So here you go, guys. Go get the Lean and Mean deal. That's a little banner right there. Give him a call. You'll talk to Aaron O'Hanlon. He owns the company. He will shoot you completely straight. He's like Mike and myself. He's not going to try to sell you. Aaron might even tell you not to sign up. I know Aaron. If he will tell you exactly what you need to hear. And he's not going to BS you in any way. I love that about him. Straight shooter. So it came in through Footbridge. Then they fill out like a form on the site to give you a call.
Basic stuff. I mean, if you set that up how you want it, they're not going to hold your hand with it, but they'll give you like, hey, listen, you really should set it up this way, and then fine tune how to what you're doing in your services. And then it just comes in. It comes in as a lead, comes into my email. And then right away it gets put into my CRM and automatically it's scheduled.
Oh, I love that.
And you can call them. Most of the time, if it's a big one, you have to call them. Call them right away. As soon as you see it right away, call them, boom. Hey, listen, and it should be the owner of the business. Or if you have an inbounder or an outbounder, they're not really, you got to watch that. You just do it yourself. They're told to put big jobs like that on the side. And then like right away, they're shooting me a text to my other phone and I'm calling them. Hey, when's your first availability? I'm coming to you. And let's walk the property, get all the information you need. And that's it, man. Everything else is the paperwork that you got to fill out on that, again, shoots back to my website. So it's generate more. Everything keeps going back to the website because it keeps pushing you higher.
This is very smart.
More clicks. I mean, and it, like the reviews, I was on Facebook with a guy the other night saying that he couldn't figure that out. Like, who cares? Like, you need reviews, but Google has their own mind and they take them, they put them on, they take them off, put them on, take them off. Who cares? Just, you know, just keep pushing everybody back to your website for the reviews and everything. Just keep pushing them, keep feeding them back to the website. Terms and conditions, all that stuff. Website, a page and a page. Buy, you know what I mean? Just keep pushing them back to the website and you will see it. I don't spend money in Google ads. I should, but I don't have to. I'm so busy. I don't need to.
And
it keeps pushing you up.
Dude, that's so insane. Like, that is a brilliant way of doing this, creating that circular traffic.
Yes.
That they always have to come back.
When they accept a job or decline it, they have to go back to my website to accept it or decline it.
Oh, I love that.
Hidden in the website. It's hidden. They hide stuff in there in different links. And that's what they, I don't know anything about it. That's why I pay Footbridge to do it. And it works. It works. It works. It works. It works. It works.
Dude. So tell me, this is crazy. So you get the call, they fill out the form. What did they say to you? Like, we want this entire complex cleaned, or was that like an upsell, or how did they come to you? Like, what was the vibe?
That's it. They're like, man, we're reading your blogs. And that's another thing. I got to update my blogs again. They're reading your stuff. We're seeing your before and after pictures. We see you're doing commercial buildings and all this other stuff. And we see a list of all this other stuff you got. It's one-stop shop. They don't want to keep filling this paperwork out for all these other guys. So if you have your stuff squared away and you go right to them, yeah, we know how to take care of that. I'll show you in person. And I'll be straightforward, honest with you. Nope, we can't handle this. Or nope, I don't want this job. Good luck. Here, I'll point you in another direction, because I don't need their money. I don't, you know what I mean? And you got to think about it that way. If it's something you can't accomplish, then say, be honest. No, I can't do this.
This is exactly, no. It's like I'm talking to myself. Wait, I don't need your money.
Yeah. If you're that busy and you can't, listen, I'm booked out till September. We're not going to get
this. Here's the thing, though. Like, your superpower, I want to tell you, is very similar, is your swag. Like, your swag about how you believe in yourself and your abundance, and it closes so many deals. Because guess what? There's a guy out there who, with an 8-gallon, who could clean it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the X factor here?
Yeah.
Right. It's your attitude. It's your abundance. It's the I don't need your money vibe. Right. Which means they're like, well, hell, he don't need us. So no. We want him. You know what I mean? Like,
but don't waste my time.
Don't waste my time. So now they're on your clock. Yes. See, that's a complete reframe than the normal guy.
Yep. Don't waste my time. My time is valuable and I'll shut you out right away. Nope. Bye.
I love it. I love it. And then for, you know, you obviously have a discernment about that, right? You're not wanting to run people off. Some people, like, they just want to find a problem with this attitude. It's because they don't have the courage to pull it off. But if they would, they would make more money than they ever thought they could make if they would just have the belief in saying, look, I only work for people I want to work for. I only work for people who are easy to work for, because me and my team, we do an excellent job. We're going to own it every single time.
Yeah.
We hit home runs. Mm-hmm. Do you want to pay the Barry Bonds price? Because that's what you're going to pay for home runs, baby.
Not deal with anything. And it's on like a personal level. And the majority of the time, another company already came in and they were not happy with it.
Ah, yes.
And that's a big kicker. And then it's almost automatic. Like, they know that your shit's together. And I'm telling you, it's like almost automatic. And you see these flags go up in their head and they're like, uh-oh, this guy really knows what he's talking about. And I really should beat around the bush with it. And then the best, like all the other stuff that you implement that you have in there. Well, here's my safety data manual. Here's all this other stuff. Here's our checks and bonds. Wait, I don't even want to deal with you. You want to learn about insurance? Go back to my website. Here's the link. You got to go and you call my insurance company and you deal with them, because that's what they get paid to do. I'm not dealing with that. You want a Bloom policy? All right. Tell them what you want and they'll send me the bill. I'll give them the money and we're rocking.
Boom. I hope you're taking notes on this. I call it swag. I call it a way that you walk. It's how you carry yourself.
Yeah.
You, Mike literally took that customer, put his ass on payroll, said, you go do that shit.
You're working for me now. And that's how you got to see it. And then wait, they talk a lot.
That's right.
It's automatic. And you're like, hey, well, you know, I dealt with so-and-so from some other one. And they're like, can you come by? Absolutely. You know what? I'm gonna make sure my guys are squared away, and I'm rolling. I'm coming to you right now. Are you there? Yeah, we're there. Let's walk the property, and then you gotta take reconnaissance on the property so you're not screwing yourself. I've been in there long enough that I know what's going on. And terms and conditions, comes down to terms and conditions. They have to accept it, and then a lot of them have boards and stuff like that, and then you got to deal with them, and that's not, you know. It's weird, but as long as the property manager is okay with it, then he can deal with the people on the boards. And like, he got special favors and stuff like that on your job. Now, that wasn't negotiated. So if you want me to come back, it's going to cost you money.
Mm.
They're like, oh, that's while you're here. No. We didn't talk about that. You're going to pay me extra money.
What's in the fine print, baby? What did we agree to? And look, that is the honorable way to do it, guys. If you're watching this right now, everything is on the level. Everything is. Mike has just extreme transparency with the customer, extreme to a point that other guys would be fearful of giving. Like, hey, call my insurance company. They'll tell you what we got. And also, if you need another policy on there, tell them to add it and they'll bill me.
Yes.
Like that is so much transparency. It builds so much trust.
Yeah.
This guy has no skeletons in the closet. There's no weird stuff going on. He's obviously operating an above board business and we can trust him, which is the big thing with all of these customers spending high dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you're talking six figure jobs. And they're like, oh, it's going to take you 2 months. No, it's going to take me about 10 days.
Boom.
I'll be in and out. And here's your safety problems.
They love to hear that too. 10 days in and out.
Well, it actually helps them, because you see all the problems and they're like, well, we might need to get a new maintenance personnel. And yeah, thanks to them damn rehabs. Thanks a lot for getting me hooked on them things.
You got two new bills, bro.
Yeah.
You got cigars
and rehab. Yeah, you want a bill? Hey, that's a bill.
You don't live long, but you know, it is a good life while you're here.
My wife, she's like, what the hell are all these damn fans around here? I'm like, just shut up. Just
throw them in the Mom, car. I'm in a cult. I'm just I apologize. Scrape them under the bed. No. So you came in, you walked the property. How many units were on this property?
92
units. 92. How many buildings do you think that accounts for?
Well, there were like, it was like eight. There was eight in each one. And they're
like in each one.
Ridiculous square footage. And you don't even worry about square footage. You kind of price them out per, you got to do it by what your time is and how fast you can go through it.
And what are you looking at when you're talking about time? Are you looking at, like, obviously if they want breezeways, that's a piece, but right. On the exterior, I know a lot of apartments are different. Some have balconies, some don't. How yep. elaborate are the balconies? How many levels is it? What yep. are you looking at on the outside of that apartment?
Just how fast I can get that done. How okay. fast I can get one building done with me and one other guy or two guys, or, you know, if you have to break it up, you just have to see that. I average it for and I'm an old man, how long it would take me to physically do it. Mm-hmm. And if it's a little bit longer, a little bit less, you have to incorporate that. And if it's, hey, it's going to be an hour and a half per building. That's pretty big. And that, like you can't, because of the decks and stuff like that, you couldn't downstream. So you have to have a soaper and a rinser. So you have to do both. You have to do both, and it's lightning fast. And then you don't have to worry about chemical mixing and all that other stuff. It's all set there. You just, you know, run the batch buster and you're rolling.
Boom.
Yep. That, by the way, we incorporated that.
What, the batch buster?
Game changing.
Y'all running 24 volts?
No, 12 volts.
Dude, you got some serious flow for that 12 volt.
Yeah. Yep. 12 volts. And you know, we, if we're doing flat work, the easy tip is easy to do, but just the shooter tip, the 12 volt shooter tip.
Yeah.
Game and go. Listen, on one, if you're going four stories on a windy day, yeah, you're going to have to put up an A-frame to get to the gutters.
Sure.
Other than that, nah, it's easy.
Easy. You can hit that, I believe. If it's you can super hit it. Windy.
Yeah. I mean, well, there was 30 mile an hour winds a couple days ago. Oh, shit. You're not, it's like pissing in it. We don't like even your pressure watch was like, yo, bro, you know, we settle down. We call her Gail, you know, like the stupid frozen thing. Hey, Gail, ease it up.
If you guys haven't checked out the Batch Buster metering valve, it's the highest flowing soft wash valve ever made. Really, it's an ultimate blend of accuracy and flow. There's valves out there that flow a lot, but they're very inaccurate with ratios. There's valves out there that are very accurate, but they don't really provide the flow that the Batch Buster has. And so when you have the Batch Buster, which is a 1-inch body, you have half inch couplers and you have 1-inch couplers. So you can run it on, if you're starting out, you want to run 12 volts, right? You got a Batch Buster system. The couplers come with it. So say you want to upgrade to a gas or a booster or 24 volt. Well, you just add the 1-inch couplers to it and you never have to buy another metering system. So that's what Mike's talking about when he's talking about the Batch Buster.
It's a Ferrari item.
It is a Ferrari, my friend.
It's a Ferrari item.
We're really proud of that. It took a long time. It took years in R&D and development to put everything into that. Huh?
Man, I got something coming, but I can't tell you.
Oh, yeah. There's some bigger stuff coming than even the Batch Buster. Ah, it's going to be very exciting. So let's talk a little more about. So you get there. You guys get on site. They're crushing. How many of these buildings are they able to do a day?
Nine a day.
And how many were there total again?
92.
92 buildings. Okay. So you're in and out in 10, 11 days.
Yeah. I didn't see on certain of these things, you can't get in there on the weekends. And then you got to watch holiday, you got to watch inclement weather.
Whole bunch
got to build in like two or three days.
Totally. So calculate for that, guys. Build in like 2 or 3 days of iffiness.
Yep.
You know,
stuff happens. So you can't, you get stuck in traffic, can't get up. You know, it's all, there's a whole bunch of, there's a lot of planning, but it's fun. It's really fun. And it's very profitable.
And different apartment places have different parking situations. Oh, they're God. All different. They're all completely different. Some are hills.
Yes.
Some are where they're parked right up next to the building. Some make the guys park a little farther away. Some of them have buildings that are in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
The parking lot's here. Here's a building. Behind it's a random building with just a sidewalk to it. And so you got to make sure that you have enough hose, right? You got to make sure that you have calculated this in to that job. Mike, talk a little bit about the prep for your equipment and for your stuff to make sure that you can stay efficient in this environment.
Well, number one, like at the end of every day, you have to make sure you refill with soap. You're going through a good 100 gallons of SH a day. So that's a big one. I mean, even if you're on like a 1.5 on most, you know, that's a big part of that metering valve. It's idiot proof. Go on 1.5 and put some soap in and let's roll. Yeah, so you got to make sure you prepped every day. You got to make sure you have, your easy access to send water where you need it for all your tanks. And that the other part is prepping for when you're on walking the property. Do you have to open a hydrant? Do you need anything to open that hydrant? Or are all the spigots working? And you have to do that because then you have to put that price-wise in your estimates because – they're like, oh, they all work. Yeah, okay. They don't all work. And then I got to stretch 400 feet of garden hose to try to get this in my truck. Or I got to put 300 feet of inch and a half fire hose, which is like an hour rolling up.
Serious. Yeah. So there's a lot of prep that goes into these bigger jobs. Obviously, it's a big payout. So the prep is deserving of the payout. Mike, talk also about like – we talked about the chemical. We talked about, how many buildings there were. We talked about some of the equipment, some of the prep, the pricing. You're looking at it as far as the time structure. Mike, talk a little bit about how they pay. What's the payment terms? I know commercial's funky with payment terms. They always want to just, basically, they don't want to pay you. They would rather just drag it out. The government contracts, they want to do 6 months. You know, however long, how did you structure this to where you got paid in a timely manner? What was that about?
They got to pay me 70% before I walk on a property.
Boom.
70%. And then you're in a legal contract with my lawyer that does the rest.
And so they give you that up front.
Yes. The rest of the 30% goes to the lawyer and then I get paid through him.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
It takes me out of it. Takes me completely out of it. And then if they're delinquent, then it's through the lawyer's office that's certified documents going to them. And then it's them dealing with, because they're not going to pay with a credit card. They're going to cut you a check.
Right.
Majority of the time, they'll just cut you the check because it's through a lawyer.
And why did you do, I think I remember why you started going through this. You had an interesting company that you would work with years ago. You were telling me about this story, who y'all cleaned all these places and they just like refused to pay at some point in time.
Why? Because they can. They're big and they think you're peanuts. So here, I'll get you. It's different. So if it's less than $3,000, then it's small claims court. Anything over $3,000, guess what? That's big boy court. And then you need a big boy lawyer for it. Let the lawyer handle it. You pay the lawyer. What's $1,000 for the year to pay a lawyer when you're making six figures on one job?
Nothing.
Use the lawyer.
Use lawyers, guys. Pay for your accountants. Pay for your attorneys.
They're all intertwined. They all connect. They can see everything.
All of these people have made me so much more money than I've paid them. They've saved me so much heartache. Mike, last thing before we wrap up, I want to get these guys out of here. And I know this is going to be, because you sent me some photos, property liability mitigation.
Yeah.
What was it like on this property? Like, how many issues did they already have on the exterior that you had to note? right.
Like I sent you videos of the electric. Like, you better check all the electric because they don't take care of it. You better check all the siding. You better take photos of broken windows, broken screens, because 2 months down the road, you're going to like, well, that pressure washer guy that was here ruined my screens. Well, I didn't ruin your screens. Your screens were like that. And guess what? Here's the before picture and here's the after picture. That you have to some of the decks I'm not getting on that. I'm gonna let my guy get on that.
So do you just like keep a file in your phone of each building, like building one, building two?
Yep. You snap the photo and you send every single that you have to do it. All the guys have their phones. It goes into CRM. Also, so they can go back and look at it, but you send it to the property manager. You're like, hey, I'm going to annoy you. But every morning, every building that you do your pre-walk around and your pre-taping and all that stuff, that is sent to them that day. So there's a
read note to this.
No question that there's a safety violation that you haven't taken care of. I noticed it. I'm not liable for it. Takes me right out of it. Right out of it.
Dude, Mike, you have figured out, and I love this about you, since I've met you at Washathon years ago, I knew you had that spunk to make this happen. You had the swag and the attitude because you were just like, I'm going to go get it. And there was no question about that. And if you could say to these guys as we end this video, you did a $125,000 job. This probably isn't even your biggest job. It's a huge job, but it's not your biggest. I know.
One of three this month and add another $100,000 on top of that.
So there's so much guys could learn from you. What is one thing you would tell the guys who are just getting started in their business? What should they do? How should they think about this?
Get out of that cheap mind frame. Just pay to invest in yourself and just go figure out a way how to do the job. Sell it. Sell daddy. You close the deal. Daddy's got to close the deal and stop harping on. I got 10 estimates and nobody got back to me. Go do 20 more. Like, if you're not getting flow and you're not set up the wrong way, then that's on you. But I mean, you're giving it to him for damn near nothing. All of the YouTube videos and preaching it, and nobody, they're still complaining when they got a bootleg site or something like that, and they can't understand why they're not ranking.
Don't want to invest. Don't write the check.
Invest back into yourself. It will 20x back to you. It will 20x back to you if you keep invest in the business. Invest in the guys around you that do the same business. Give everybody the secrets. Who cares? Just go do it. You still got to perform. Go do it. And just don't think twice about it. It's kind of arrogant, but no, I don't need your money. But you have to work like it's the last dollar you have in your pocket and you got to feed your family.
I love that. Guys, if you watched all the way to this point in the video, leave a comment below. The comment and the word or the phrase of the day, I'm taking this from Justin, is I don't need your money.
I don't need your money.
Mike Terman, baby. I don't need your money. Guys, if you're in Ewing, New Jersey, around that area, Mike is the exclusive guy for Southeast Softwash parts, chemicals, and soon to be some other things coming.
There's a lot coming.
There's a lot coming down the pipe. Look him up. Pick up Power Washing. I'll put a link in the description to his website. Send some traffic over there to the map as well, where you could see all the vendors and everything. But if you watch this far in the video, go ahead and comment that below. I appreciate you guys. Go grab yourself a footbridge site. Save $600 a year. And then maybe here in a few years, you'll be landing some big jobs like Mike Terman.
Yeah, they're not.
You guys say what?
Footbridge ain't going away.
They ain't going away, baby. I'll see you guys in the next video.
Better get in while the getting's good.